tell us what people in this area can expect if they look up into the sky Friday night.
Well, after most of us go to bed Friday night, but past midnight, so technically in the early hours of Saturday morning, there's the possibility for the best meteor shower of the year, maybe the best in a decade or more.
All right, and what I guess what combination of events leading this to be the one of the best meteor showers?
To understand what makes a good meteor shower, we have to make sure that we know what a meteor shower is. For most of us, it's what we call shooting stars. They, of course, don't have anything to do with stars. What a meteor or a shooting star is a very, very small little bit of dirt, microscopic dust probably, entering the Earth's atmosphere. And as it reenters the atmosphere, it glows bright and hot, and that little streak of light is what we refer to as a shooting star. Well, out in space, comets, which are often thought of as dirty snowballs, they are frozen carbon dioxide or dry ice with a little bit of dust stuck together in them. When they swing by the sun, the heat of the sun releases those gases, and it frees the dust particles. The dust particles then stick in an orbit that's about the same as the comet's orbit, and they start going around in our solar system. What is going to happen Friday night, early Saturday morning, is a comet has just passed near the sun, and we are about to run into its trail. And that's going to probably be a whole lot of dust. And it's going to come when the moon is not going to be in the sky, so it'll be nice and dark. It'll come when our part of the Earth is slamming right into the dust stream, not the other side of the Earth, but our side of the Earth. And everything looks like it could line up for a really great meteor shower.
What's the best way for someone if they wanted to stay up late or early, in the case maybe Saturday, and be able to check it out?
You want to get away from town. If you're out in a rural setting where there aren't many lights, that's the best thing. It's the lights that are going to get us. They're going to overwhelm the faint little streaks of light. And so from a very dark setting, get yourself a lawn chair, a blanket, make yourself comfortable, and you're going to lay down pointing towards the north. A wonderful tongue-twisting and obscure constellation, Camelopardalis. Camelopardalis lies in the north. We will see it above the Big Dipper, but beneath the North Pole Star. So if you're just lying down on the hood of your car or a lounge chair or a blanket on the ground looking up towards the north, the hours after midnight will be the best. About 2 in the morning is our prediction, but our predictions don't turn out to be very accurate most of the time. But say 2 in the morning, looking to the north, you ought to start seeing streaks of light shooting, little shooting stars, only the possibility of a flurry of them, kind of like a snowstorm, and seeing snowflakes against the black sky in a snowstorm, maybe even hundreds in a minute.